This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Great patriots around this state show up today. It was so amazing. They showed up at the polls early this morning only to be told the election equipment didn't work. 2 minutes in, 2 minutes into voting, we had people being told, well, you're going to have to put your little ballot over here into another box. Guys, the fake media back there tried to tell us we were wrong for asking questions about our elections. Guess what? We are going to win this. We are going to win this. How many of you remember a couple months ago, August 2nd, the primary election? Wasn't that long ago, we came out and they said, oh, wow, they're 10 points down. The fake news was asking us to concede. And we kept climbing, climbing, climbing. We turned 15 points around and we won by 5 points. I just want you to know it's early. It's very early, and if we have to take this fight through, we will. If it takes hours or days, we will. But the great news is every single drop of election ballots that have come in the last three drops have shown us up 85%, 87%, 81%. I just want the propagandists back there to know, don't embarrass yourselves. Don't embarrass yourselves. Don't do it again. You've done it too many times. But what I want you to know is that the same movement we had last night at that rally in Prescott, the same movement we had at that rally in Scottsdale, the same movement we had at the rallies we've had before with record people is the same movement we have right this second. Nothing has changed. And I want you to know we are going to monitor the ballots. We got to work in the system that we have right now. And as they continue to come in and our numbers go up, up, up like they did last time, when we win, first line of action is to restore honesty to Arizona elections. Now, God did not put us on this fight because it was going to be easy. Not one thing that we've had to go through has been easy. We beat back a billionaire in the establishment, okay? Let's just be frank. We have had everyone come against us, tens of millions of dollars in spending coming against us. Nothing has been easy. When corruption has risen to the level that it's at right now, it takes tough, strong people. Are you tough and strong?
Carrie Lake's full speech.
Are you willing?
Last night is incredible. Everything she says is true. This is the fight of our lives. They're cornered rats. They've had to openly try to steal this election again. And it is causing, all the numbers show, a massive exodus away from them. And this theft will then also be blamed on the Republican leadership who needs to be removed. And it looks like right now the neocons do not have the votes to keep their guy in if they take control of the House of Representatives. So Roger Stone, one of the smartest political brains out there, will be joining us coming up at the start of the next segment. But don't be demoralized by this. We're forcing them out in the open. And as she said, we are building the movement of Americana and liberty, and it's bigger than ever. And I don't say this to brag, okay? You'd think all the fake lawsuits, all the demonization, the tens of thousands of articles, the thousands of TV programs attacking me, I would be hated. I am mobbed at liberal, trendy restaurants. I mean, my wife can tell you, literal women coming up and just all, particularly like I'm Elvis Presley now, okay? So I'm just letting everybody know it hasn't worked, okay? Back under Trump, they were able to project the hatred of Trump onto Roger and I, and we got attacked, and you name it, and so did Roger's wife. But all I'm getting is 99% love now at levels never before seen. I mean, just absolute, it's blown up in their face.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Incredibly popular. You know, most of you out there are not famous. And by the way, that's a positive thing. Being famous has a lot of negatives. And I didn't do what I've done to, quote, be famous. I wanted to fight the globalists. But things got bad when Trump first got in and threw it. I got attacked many times, threats, you name it. There's been a lot of persecution. But for every, 50 hands I shook, I would get an F you. You've seen the videos of Roger and I walking down the street in Austin, Texas, or D.C., or wherever, and cars stop and go, F you, Russians, we want to kill you, you name it. And that still goes on. But I got to say, the love is 10 times what it ever was, and it's 50 to 100 times anything negative. And I bring that up as a bellwether because you're not famous, viewers and listeners, so you don't know how awake America is. I live in leftist Austin, and all I'm getting right now is 99% love, but it was more like 90-10 just 6 months ago. So that's just a gauge that people have broken with the system. Despite all the demonization of myself and others, now people see that we're demonized by mainstream media. People think, oh, they must be good. And I was talking to Roger during the break. He said the exact same thing has now happened to him in the last 6 months. So he's gone from mainly positive, some negative, to almost nothing but positive. So again, ladies and gentlemen, there's been a big shift in the minds of the people. The numbers show exit polls all blame Democrats. 74% hate Biden, but magically in key demographic areas where key Republicans were going to be able to win these races, magically the machines mess up. All the rest of this garbage going on, ballots being delivered in the middle of the night. It's clear they were running the same play that they ran 2 years ago. But I wanted to just come out with the positive news that they painted themselves in the corner with what they've done, because I predict it's only going to make people that much more hungry for freedom. Roger, what do you think?
Alex, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, there's this new phenomena in which, you know, strangers come up to me and thank me for what I'm doing for the country. It was not always like this. There was always a larger number of patriots, a larger number of Christians, larger number of people who would say, I'm praying for you, I'm praying for your wife and family, than the haters. But the number of haters has dropped, whereas the number of people who realize the country is in a struggle, who realize that guys like you and I have been out there in the forefront talking about it, fighting the fight, at great expense to ourselves, I might add. I'm not complaining because, I was born for a time like this. I really believe that my life was spared for a specific purpose, for this purpose, for the fight for America. But last night, you can see how our supporters may be dispirited today. It's completely understandable. All of this media hype about a red wave, which turned out to be a red drizzle at best. And you're exactly right. With the globalists, with those who have control of the machinery, shamelessly, openly manipulating it yet again. These results in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, in Nevada, they're not credible. You can't have 73% of the people say they're unhappy with their current conditions. You can't have every national poll telling people, telling us that inflation and gas prices and food shortages outrank any other issue, and then have people go in and vote overwhelmingly for the people who caused all those things to happen. It's an anomaly that makes no sense whatsoever.
What do you think the Democrat kingpins are thinking right now versus the Republican establishment? Obviously, I don't even count Trump and DeSantis as that. They're the real, you know, populists that are taking over the Republican Party with our support. But what do you think the Republican leadership in the House is thinking? What do you think the deep state Dems are thinking?
Well, I mean, look, if a man steals a car and there's no consequences for stealing that car, then the man will go out and steal another car. The Democrats completely got away with voter fraud in the last election. There were no consequences, not by the judiciary, not by any legislative body, not by any regulatory body. So it was kind of obvious that they were going to do this again. I've said it here on your show, you know, over the last 2 weeks. Don't be so sure about the red wave, the overconfidence among our people, combined it with the fact that they continue to control the machinery. And most importantly, you still have the complete control and censorship of all mass communications in the United States. I appreciate that Elon Musk seems to be saying all the right things, but I have no confidence level that Twitter is going to be restored to being a platform in which everyone can speak. I just haven't seen that yet, and I don't, but I do see their hysteria about it, which leads me to the larger point that we can never have clean, honest, fair, transparent elections until we have free communications in this country. Right now, we can barely speak to each other, never mind everyone else. If it were not for InfoWars and FrankSpeech.com and Tucker Carlson in his show and a few rare other platforms, we still have no ability to communicate with those who agree with us.
And by the way, Roger, you harp on this because you should, and I'm not bitching at listeners. I appreciate them. Our love level on the streets is the best ever, so we're winning culturally, but we are heavily embattled. People need to understand that. We need your word of mouth, and we need your financial support because we are in the lion's den. So let me ask you this question. How does this affect 2024? Does this open theft and manipulation disparage? I think, as I predicted 2 years ago, even bigger voter turnout as people understand they've got to engage the process to show what's happening. And as you warned over the last month several times on air, we need a giant tsunami to make it over the seawall of fraud. Don't be overly confident. I got to tell you, a lot of Republicans I knew were just drunk on this idea that we had total victory, so they didn't go vote. And so that may not push us over the top now because they were too confident. That is a disease of overconfidence. I went and voted yesterday, 45 minutes in line, because I knew it had to be done. And people need to stop just counting on somebody else to do it.
I actually think, unfortunately, the results last night add to a growing frustration. What disappoints me is the number of people who tell me that after the last election, they just tuned out anything political and stopped paying attention. I mean, their attitude is, it's broken, it cannot be fixed. I'm going to go to my kids' Little League game and hope that they're not letting boys play girls' sports and vice versa. So,
that's right. You can't hide from this, folks. They're going to destroy us. You can no longer stick your damn head in the sand. And I know our audience isn't doing that, but, man, I am so pissed. And you're right. The silent majority sits there just saying it can't be stopped. It's because you won't get up and get involved.
I think that's exactly the truth. So, if anything, the deep state is now emboldened. Look, Mike Lindell, I really think, has turned up absolutely empirical evidence of these massive voter drops at significant times. That they're just not normal. They're irregular. They're illogical. Some cases, they're even mathematically impossible. Well, what happens? He gets derided as a crazy pillow man, just bitching again about the outcome of the election. And unfortunately, no mainstream media outlet will take this empirical data seriously, even though it's there for all to see. I mean, Alex, we elected a guy who lives in the basement with his parents and who can barely string together a sentence. He is so mentally impaired, to the U.S. Senate. In one district in Pennsylvania, they reelected a Democrat who was dead. The guy passed away, but he still won. And it was unrealistic for the party establishment to think that this was going to be some romp to victory. If there is a silver lining, it is the fact that if we win the House, which incredibly is still, you know, in the middle of the day and the day after the election, that question is still, still an open question. That is in itself a statement. We were talking in some quarters of winning by 35 seats. Some people said 40 seats. I never thought that was possible. But if there is a silver lining...
Hold on, tell us the silver lining when we come back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Professor Darren Beattie is joining us, and, of course, Steve Bannon. Owen Schroyer is going to break down all the battleground races that are still ongoing, coming up in the third and into the fourth hour with me, riding shotgun. Roger, you got cut off by the break, hard breaks with satellites. StoneZone.com is your awesome website, StoneZone.com. Roger, you were getting to the silver lining of this fiasco that we're still living through right now.
Yeah, Alex, we talked about this last week, and it's coming true. If Republicans do end up winning the House, it appears to me like it will be by a very narrow margin. So let's say you have control by 5 seats, just hypothetically. Well, then all you need is 6 America First, patriots, people who put country above party, to hold together, and they can have a disproportionate amount of leverage and influence on the leadership, and therefore on the agenda, and therefore on the direction of the country. Had we had a blowout tonight, last night, had we won the House by 30 seats, had we won the Senate by 5 or even 7, then there'd be no chance. The leadership would be in firm control. So I'm going to be watching very carefully to see what our ending margin is. All you need would be, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a few others to hang together and not succumb to the offers of committee chairmanships or additional office space or additional staff money. All these other inducements that the leadership tries to use to keep people in line. And maybe you can have a more aggressive agenda in the House. If the Republicans get numerical control of the House, and they do not introduce articles of impeachment against Joe Biden, then there's something tragically wrong. I mean, the evidence is absolutely there. For Democrats to say, oh, impeach him for what? How about 10% to the big guy? How about that? How about that for a start? I mean, terrific journalism outside the country, in the U.K., Daily Mail, outlining numerous white-collar crimes that Joe Biden was directly involved in. If things are close enough, then that prediction you just put up on the screen may be absolutely true. McCarthy may not have the votes to become Speaker. And that could provide leverage for Gaetz and Green and Jordan, if he will now break with McCarthy, and a small group of rebels to take control. Some disappointing things have happened along the way. Laura Loomer was cheated out of her election to Congress. I have personally examined the documentation. That primary was stolen. Alex, that's not a conspiracy theory. I'm not just saying that because I like her. I'm not just saying that because she's my friend or a friend of InfoWars. I'm saying it because I, with 40 years experience, have examined the actual documentation. Appears to me like Joe Kent will lose in Washington State, a state that is 100% mail-in ballots. They don't even have polling places, Alex. It's unbelievable. So a lot of good people, men and women, got chopped down early in this red drizzle, and it is very important. whether the House Republicans, with a narrow majority, have the strength to go on offense regarding the abuses of the FBI, regarding the epic corruption of the First Family, and to tell the American people what really happened on January 6th. How do you have a January 6th committee hearing that doesn't examine the murder of Ashley Babbitt? How is that even possible?
Or Ray Epps, or the Democrats blocking Trump, wanting National Guard. But you mentioned Mike Lindell. There's a big story on Infowars.com by Don Salazar going viral. As you said, Mike Lindell got the actual voting statistic numbers last night, and it was a replay of what we saw 2 years ago. They went for the complete steal. Dems used Biden bump strategy to secure crucial races. And you can see on the graph as they dump the new ones in, it doesn't follow an organic graph like the Republicans. It is an absolutely artificial one. They don't even try to find to hide it. And this is what statisticians looking for fraud look for, is these type of linear lines here. And it just goes on and on, state by state. I mean, Roger, this is outrageous. The full video, the full analysis is on Infowars.com. Everybody needs to go to Infowars.com right now, and they need to look at this for themselves. This is ridiculous. You don't get this type of stuff unless there is fraud going on.
Yeah, no, to his great credit, Mike Lindell was extraordinarily well prepared for last night, unlike 2020 when they snuck up on us. And we saw this in Pennsylvania. We saw it in Nevada. But we're now seeing it in Nevada. We saw it in Arizona. We saw it in state after state after state. You can't fake this stuff. You also can't slough this off and say, oh, that's just, that's crazy pillow man. No, I think he's absolutely nailed it. And the stone cold proof is right there. The real question, of course, is it like a tree falling in the forest? I mean, but for InfoWars and Frank's speech and Real America's Voice and OAN and sometimes Newsmax, There are no outlets that are getting this information to the masses. That's why the continued success of InfoWars is so vitally important. You know, Alex, when we say we're the tip of the spear, and look, I'm proud of my association with InfoWars. I worked there for 18 months. Alex, as you know, Owen Schroyer and I did some great stuff together. You and I did great stuff together. If InfoWars goes down, folks, then there will be no place to put out the absolute, unvarnished, stone-cold truth, if you will.
And by the grace of God, over and over again, 8 times out of 10, we first put the story out, then picked up by Tucker and everybody else, and we see the great fruits of it. And it's our awesome audience, not just our great guests and analysis, that are the people that carry that forward. And it's the audience the globalists hate. Roger Stone, thank you so much for the time. Please join us again tomorrow and as we track the ongoing stolen election.
Above all, Alex, every single one of our followers, everybody out there listening, prayer is more important now than anything else. God will not let this country go down. Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
Thank you. There goes Roger Stone. All right. Professor Darren Beatty joins us, and he's got a lot to talk about with the election, and he does want to go after McCarthy. He's absolutely right. We need new Republican leadership. They are in there basically taking a dive, and people should be mad at them. They're just as bad as the Democrats at the end of the day, and they don't support our Patriot candidates. And as Roger said, we got a bunch of new great candidates elected that give us a beachhead in Congress to keep expanding our liberty movement, our anti-globalist movement, our pro-American movement. But when there's a tiny majority, it's like Mnuchin in the Senate is that key swing vote. He's really kind of like an independent. Well, it's the same thing with these patriots we've got. Unlike Mnuchin, it's not a patriot. With just a few votes, they'll be able to really have a lot of power. So this is very, very interesting times. There's more than one way to skin a cat, but we have only begun to fight, to quote the founder of the U.S. Navy, John Paul Jones. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
The Globe.
globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Beatty joins us for one segment, and Steve Bannon for another segment after that. But Owen Schroyer just blew us away last night with his analysis. He's going to be in the studio going over the battleground operations that are still happening in Arizona, Nevada, and, of course, Georgia and more. So look for that. He'll be riding shotgun with me. Please also remember, we're listener-supported, plus we've got great products that will empower you and change your life. We have the biggest sale of the year, always comes in November. Black Friday comes early. And we'll still have big sales into Christmas, but a lot of stuff will be sold out. So this is as good as it gets, the best time to do your Christmas shopping early and support your immune system with DNA Force Plus, X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Ultimate Krill Oil, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the Ultimate Greens Formula. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air. You can also get a signed or unsigned copy of my best-selling book, The Great Reset, The War for the World. And that is so critically needed right now to keep us on air. So thank you all for the support. You know who you are. I'm also battling with each state. All we need is the money for appeals. We can stay on air for at least another few years with the appeals. And then there may be some new, you know, system or new operation. But I need the money to keep InfoWars on air and fight the appeals and all the rest of it. So please donate to the Legal Defense Fund at SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com. I want to thank those that have donated. Encourage everybody. This is a critical place to go. SaveInfoWars.com. Well, he heads up Revolver News. He doesn't need any introduction, and they're always on the cutting edge. So I'm going to give him the floor for the balance of this segment, Revolver.News. Wow, I could ask 100 questions, but front and center for Dr. Darren Beatty, former Trump advisor and speechwriter. What in the world just happened, and where do you see this going?
You know, it's a wild election with mixed results, and it really, I think, defies any easy explanation. There's a piece that we ran that was visible in the shot that you showed about the steal. Is the steal on? And we drew attention to various states that made some changes to the election laws and others that didn't. And that's an important piece to look at, and we always want to be vigilant about ensuring that votes that are made are votes that are counted. However, I think it goes beyond sort of the traditional understanding of fraud as this kind of from some kind of malicious context of rigging machines and so forth. I think much of the election shenanigans that we saw yesterday, I think a lot of it, frankly, can be attributed to a different kind of fraud, and that is the fraud of third world incompetence. I really think that third world incompetence is in making encroachments and inroads into our country in a way that people don't fully appreciate.
I want you to elaborate on that, but I mean, just Google directing over 90% of traffic to Democrats, blocking Republicans and covering up Democrat corruption and blocking Hunter Biden's laptop and the Ministry of Truth. I mean, they admit that swings elections. That's election meddling right there.
Absolutely. And that's why I think that discussion of election fraud, election meddling can sometimes be counterproductively narrow, because yes, there's the issue that people look at and say, okay, are they stuffing ballots? Are they, you know, are there mules? Are the machines somehow hacked from somewhere? It's not to say that we shouldn't pay attention to those things, but there are different forms of quote unquote fraud. There is the massive manipulation of the entire information ecosystem, the information war, the info war, if you will, that has a tremendous effect on how people not only vote, but how people process reality at the most basic level. So it goes beyond even politics. That's something that is profoundly important. The construction of political machines. And again, there's cheating, but then there's the game itself. The Democrats have managed to position themselves very, very strongly in terms of the game itself, in terms of making their machines even more robust in light of the post-COVID era. And the Republicans have not done that to their detriment. So I think there are other things like this that we need to focus on.
No, you're right. If they don't focus on the technocracy and the Ministry of Truth that we now confirmed through Intercept is still operating illegally with the CIA and DHS spying, surveilling the Democrat think tanks. I mean, big tech with big corporations, the Democratic Party, and with the WEF around the world, they are establishing a digital dictatorship, and that should be the main focus.
Absolutely. That's the main focus, and it really transcends politics in the narrower sense in terms of its importance, because once you're able, we're so integrated into our machines now. We're so constantly managing our electronic devices, using our devices, and those devices process us on such a deep level that to be able to control the information flows through those devices is really nothing short of being able to create and manipulate people's very reality. And this is just a very dangerous Rubicon that I think has already been crossed in terms of the level of power that can be wielded by the technocrats who have sort of the inside access to how those algorithms work and what exactly they're doing with it.
So, Doc, what comes next? I see this enraging people. I see it waking people up faster. I see exit polls showing Democrats say that they 70%+ hate Biden and were voting for change. They did have key areas where the machines got shut down to suppress stuff and midnight and 1 a.m. deliveries in Michigan of the ballots. Obviously, there's classic Democrat machine stuff, but you're right. That's secondary to fill up any holes. 90% of the attack is the technocracy. What do we do? Because the Republican leadership, most of them are on the big tech payroll. Most of them don't even have any technical understanding. So they're basically like blind men, trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, it's very discouraging, but it's also sobering in a certain way. There's talk about like the hacking of machines and election machines, but really so many people's minds have been hacked, such that they're unable to really process basic reality. Just think of the fact that New York has basically dwindled into a kind of Mad Max-like crime-infested free-for-all, and Zeldin didn't even win. That's a remarkable thing. Think of the fact that John Fetterman, who can barely speak, a human cyborg, basically a dinosaur type character from Jurassic Park. Some creature like this is going to be in the United States Senate? How is that possible? I like to focus on Fetterman because he's symbolically such an imperfect embodiment of what our quote unquote democracy has become. Now, who knows? Maybe there's a grand strategy to this. Maybe Elon, our pal Elon, will hook him up with Neuralink and he'll become Fetterman X and rise as America's new Caesar.
It's just really the model of the future. Total flesh puppets that can't even comprehend the orders they're being given. And their chief of staff is actually the globalist representative. Biden, Fetterman, it's all emblematic. And then Hochul, won by, 70-something%? She won by 52%, some districts over 70. It's just ridiculous, absolutely. So even self-preservation is being driven out of these people.
Absolutely. And again, this isn't fraud. This isn't hacking. This is just the state of our quote-unquote democracy, is that so many people are in such a state of zombie mode, who are so unreflectively and zealously attached to whatever slop the controlled media shoves down their throats, that simply by default, with the assistance of a robust turnout machine that the Democrats have for the lowest information,
They're able to win. All right, Revolver News, Revolver.News. Thank you so much, Dr. Darren Beatty.
Thank you.
See you back.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about a GoFix.
Orgovyx Relugolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact. Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment. A pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Owen Schroyer is going to be in the other studio next hour with me. He does a great job. He used to be a sports broadcaster, going over all the numbers and all the boards and all the facts and what happened last night, what's happening today, what's happening in Arizona, what's happening in Nevada, what's happening in Georgia, and what the real numbers are in the House and Senate. This is so important. That's coming up. We've also got some excerpts of Mike Lindell's analysis with the actual numbers showing how they were manipulating the election. We got some excerpts of that coming up next hour. The big article is on InfoWars.com by Don Salazar. They want you to not look at this information. Well, we are going to be covering all of it coming up next hour. But while we're waiting for Steve Bannon to get in the chair, please, listeners, understand, on my children, on my soul, on everything, I am out of money personally, and InfoWars is doing okay in a Chapter 11, Subchapter 5 bankruptcy. But we have to be profitable to be able to continue on. And then they cannot shut the operation down, which they admit is their goal. Okay? And then we can do the appeals for at least 2 years, and then after that, InfoWars continues on. Alex Jones is under attack. Alex Jones won't have any money. I don't care about that. Okay? So InfoWarsStore.com, biggest sale of the year. Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off with promo code 1776. Do your Christmas shopping early. InfoWarsStore.com. Get it out of the way. We'll still have these big sales going through Christmas, but a lot of stuff will be sold out. So take action now. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, X3. It's all there. All the great multivitamins, everything you need for your immune system, the highest quality, up to 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, continue to spread the word about the few independent media outlets that have got the enemy's number and know how to win, like Steve Bannon and his war room, Owen Schroyer's war room, this show, Mike Lindell, Gateway Pundit. There's not a lot of folks that are hardcore. Even, you know, Newsmax has gone sideways. I understand why. They come after you. All right, we've got him. He's a very busy man. I was on his powerful broadcast last night. We were both simulcasting. Steve Bannon, who needs no introduction, joins us to give us his take on what we are witnessing. I've got a lot of questions, but I'm just going to sit back, sir, and give you the floor to cover what you think is front and center and run the waterfront for us.
Well, look, we fired Nancy Pelosi. The job before us right now is to make sure we close as 10, 15 of these House seats that are out there that we're trying to close right now. They're going to make the difference between being a 220 to 215 or 230 to 205. So we got a lot of work to do. These are all on the knife's edge, everywhere from Connecticut and New York out to Washington 3 in Alaska. We got a ton of in Arizona. We got a ton of work to do on these things to close them. Also in the Senate, look, the Carrie Lake and what's happening in Arizona, I think Blake Masters could pull this out. There's, I don't know, 500,000-plus votes still outstanding. They're all game day votes. These are all MAGA that listen to people and say, just vote on game day, just vote on election day. Carrie's winning those now, I think 70-30. The way the math works out, if she just wins the remaining ballots by 52-48, she'll be the governor. And I think Blake Masters has almost 100,000 to go, could actually pull this out. And, of course, if that doesn't happen, Laxalt's going to win in Nevada. It means that Alex, on December 9th, 30 days from now, will have an election with Herschel Walker, you know, a devout Christian, to take the direction of the Senate. Was last night perfect? No, it's not perfect. It's a very imperfect world. We gave it our best shot. MAGA candidates went all over the place. Some of it took it on the chin. But right now, with the work in front of us is to close these House seats, to close these Senate seats, make sure Kelly Chewbacca wins up in Alaska, get everything counted, hopefully drag Palin across the goal line if that's possible, and make sure we close in Arizona and Nevada. And then it's, you know, it's upon us next week. And I want everybody to know, Monday they come back and they're going to lay out some of the oversight and judicial committee is going to lay out the framework for going forward on Hunter's laptop. And then the next day on the 15th, right now, theoretically, you have President Trump making some announcement, whether that's going to take place or not right now, I don't know. But you're going to have the leadership election. I mean, Mitch McConnell is going to, you know, put forward to be voted in to be majority leader, and or be majority leader subject to if Blake hasn't won, to be majority leader subject to Herschel Walker winning. But they're going to pick the most important, which is Speaker of the House, who's going to replace Nancy Pelosi. At the same time, they're going to be back here for the biggest orgy this town has ever seen, probably the biggest orgy since this Imperial Rome, which is going to be the lame duck session. Because remember, Pelosi and these guys, she's on a plane right now, Alex, which you follow. She's heading to Egypt. You know, Punchbowl is reporting she's heading to Egypt to go to COP27, at which the COP27, the global reset plan over there is to have America start paying massive reparations to third world countries for climate change. And so she's heading there. She knows she's not going to be back in this town, really. For you know, she's gone. A lot of this corrupt leadership is not coming back for a decade or more. They're going to cut all kind of deals. This lame duck session is going to be an orgy, all in the middle of the Herschel Walker campaign. So for your audience, understand, 2023 is going to be the most intense year, I think, in living memory in American politics. And its preamble is the next couple of days of these knife fights for these House and Senate seats and governorships, led then next to leadership elections next week in the kickoff of the lame duck orgy, topped 30 days from now with Herschel Walker's monumental campaign in Georgia to really talk about the direction of the nation. So, and then you kick right into 2023, which will be all hands on deck. So this is not for the faint of heart. You know, you're not an entertainer, and I'm not an entertainer. People want to be entertained. They get so many other choices, they ought to go. This is hard work. A lot of it's not exciting, you know, what the base has done, what MAGA has done, what America First has done, knocking on these doors, ringing doorbells, getting people to vote in a place like Arizona, as formidable and hostile an environment as that is, the desert and all everything like that. It was just monumental what Kari Lake has pulled off. And it's this is why we're going to win. We can outwork everybody. And we're not going to quit. And look, last night, did I want 50 seats? Absolutely. Did we have the possibility to get 50 seats? It was right there in our grasp. Did we pull it off? We did not. But we fired Nancy Pelosi. And now we have to see, as Kevin McCarthy got the stones to take the helm here and really shut down the Biden regime.
Let me raise this point. It's seen as bad sportsmanship to talk about fraud and machines going out in key districts, mainly Republican precincts, and ballots delivered again at 2 a.m. in Michigan and a replay. And
I don't think it's bad sportsmanship at all. I keep telling people, look, it was only a couple of years. Look, in 16 it was bad enough. It was only a couple of years ago. Look at Florida, what a disaster. That gets cleaned up. And listen, they're going to continue to steal. Look at Maricopa County.
Well, that's where I was going is we don't deny the steals there. We work even harder and override it. And so despite everything they threw at us, we are still going to get some major victories out of this, and they've painted themselves in a corner. More Democrats are defecting every day. All the numbers show it. Exit polls showed that people were really voting Republican. We would have had those 50 seats. Go ahead.
Hey, you told people you got to outvote the fraud. You told people you're going to have to outvote the fraud, outvote the money and outvote the fraud. Maricopa County is exactly – listen – to know that we have all our people voting on game day now, right? Because remember, that state was like 80%, 90% people vote by mail, particularly because of the demographics of the population. You told people you're going to have to vote on game day, you're going to have to outvote it. Maricopa County was absolutely voter suppression. This is why I think Blake Masters, remember, Blake Masters is kind of far behind Kerry. But if Blake Masters loses, he's got to go into court. That was absolute voter suppression. There's no doubt about it.
So here in the deep state, Steve, I don't think the deep state's very happy right now. Like you said, a lot of the old guard is going to be removed in the House. There's going to be a battle over Republican leadership. We have the initiative right now.
Hang on. You and I have talked about this. Do you think it's a random coincidence that Zelensky, on the eve of the election, says he's finally ready to sit down with Putin, and that a condition precedent to that meeting is not that Putin has to be removed as head of the Russian government? No, because he understood that this anti-Ukraine war madness, right, that there was enough of a block in the Republican Party that was coming to an end. They can do the math. They understand we were going to take the House and shut the whole thing down and zero it. The MAGA and America First have had massive impact already against the administrative and deep state, and they ain't happy about it. And like you and I just talked about, they're not going to sit here today and say, isn't this a great idea? Alex Jones and Steve Bannon did their broadcast last night, and look, Kari Lake, who they're so high on, and Blake Masters and J.D. Vance and all these guys that they support, they're in power. Isn't that terrific? No. They're going to come and try to rip your face off. Look, for you, they try to put you in basically financial bondage. Right. So that you couldn't even be. I mean, how many votes did we not get because Alex Jones wasn't free to do his broadcast every day like he normally does for 6 weeks or 9 weeks leading up to this? Right. Your trials weren't just, randomly.
And the Democrats even admitted that they did that as a political set piece, not to just take me out of the game, but to make it a major political deal. I know you've got to go. We got a 2-minute break. Do 5 more minutes with us on where you see this going. What's going to happen with this Trump DeSantis split that's starting to happen, and just what else viewers and listeners need to do to win the war to restore the Republic. Because as hard as it is, the road of submission is much worse. We've got to take the country back and then take the world back. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Steve Bannon.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.